there's a common minhag that the chasan and kala fast on the day of the wedding. This is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara, but it's a very old practice dating back. The earliest source that I'm aware of that discusses it is the Rokeach, about 900 years ago. The Rokeach gives a different reason than the one that's normally cited. The Rokeach writes that it's a sign of chavivus ha-mitzvah, that you have a mitzvah to do that day, so you do the mitzvah before you go ahead and eat, just like we do whatever mitzvah, whatever there's a amount of mitzvah, we do the mitzvah before we eat. So the Rokeach says that would be the same of getting married. He indicates that they would get married relatively early on in the day. So then, you know, you're not holding off for that long. But that is the reason that the Rokeach mentions. This is discussed more significantly in the later Rishon, very, very late Rishon in 1400s. The Maharam Mintz discusses this minhag and gives two reasons. So the first reason he gives is the one that's most commonly quoted. But the truth is that Poskim quote both of the Maharam Mintz's reasons. The first one is that it's a Yom Slicha, and a person gets married, his sins are forgiven. And this is a Yerushalmi, actually, Darshan is based on the last pasuk in this week's parsha, where it says that Vayelech Yitzchak Vaykach es Machalas Bas Yishmael. So he married Machalas. So Yerushalmi says her name wasn't really Machalas. Her name was something else. But why is she called Machalas? Because Avonosav Nimchalim. So it indicates that a person gets married, his sins are forgiven. So once it's a day of slicha anyway, so we go all out in doing whatever we can to accentuate and to make sure that the slicha is complete. So we fast as well. The Archas Shulchan says once it's a day of Yom Rachim, so it's kedai for him to also daven, that the couple should daven, that they are going to have a good marriage and shalom bayis, and therefore that's where the fast comes in. The Maharam Mintz's less famous explanation is simply that we don't want people to be drunk at the time of the Kiddushin. We want to make sure that they're going through with it with their full control of their faculties, and that no one's a little bit senses are dulled by the alcohol that sometimes exists at weddings. So interestingly enough, that is another explanation. The Marie Bruno, also the same time period, writes, the Gemara says, Leka ksuva deles batigra. There's always some sort of strife or difficulty in the wedding process between the different sides. So maybe this could be the difficulty, and if there's zocha, this will be the only discomfort that they have in any way. So maybe that could be a reason. In any event, the Maharam Mintz's two reasons are the ones that are most commonly cited. Are there any nafkaminas? So there are those who suggest maybe there could be nafkaminas. What if the wedding is by day? Do they have to keep fasting after the chuppah? Maybe it depends if the concern is only if we don't want them to be drunk, or if it's a yom slicha, maybe they should go the whole day. Or if it's at night, do they have to go past the day, into the night? I think the common practice, as far as I'm aware, is that people fast until the chuppah, no matter what time of day it is, and then after that, they stop fasting. In any event, this minhag to fast is brought in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Ayin Gimel, and Hilchos Tanios, and also in Eben Ezra Samach Aleph. So this is an accepted practice. What about Sfardim? So the Ben Ish Chai writes that the practice in his area is that all the chasanim fast as well, due to the factor of the slicha v'chapara. It's very interesting. He writes only the chasanim and not the kalas. The Ramah says it's the minhag for the chasan and the kala to fast. Ben Ish Chai says just the chasan and not the kala. Not really sure why. Most assume that it's a yom slicha for both. So why should there be a difference? But the Ben Ish Chai writes that's the minhag. Rav Ovadia says no way. It's a yom tov didei. It's a personal yom tov. They therefore shouldn't fast. And he says, even if you have a minute to fast, they shouldn't. So he overturns the minhag, as mentioned in Ben Ish Chai and some parts of the Sephardic community. So I don't know what happens if there are people who do or do not fast, but that is a dispute amongst the Sephardi poskim, if Sephardi chasanim should fast. As mentioned in Ashkenazi circles, I think it's customary that both fast, although there are poskim where you can be more makel for the kala if there's any difficulty or any suffix about whether they would need to. What about days in which they wouldn't? So the Ramah here writes that they on Chanukah they would not fast. So the Mishnah Berurah says on Chanukah is a day where it's usher mikra adin to fast. So the implication is that on days when there's an isser to fast, then they wouldn't fast. But on days when it's just, you know, a minog, you know, not to say tachanun, let's say, So then people would still fast. Let's say in Chodesh Nisan, in Tishrei after Yom Kippur, the Mishnah Berurah mentions Lag BaOmer, so they would still fast on those days. However, he quotes an opinion as well, Yesh Mekilim B'chol HaYomim She'en Omrim Bem Tachno, not to fast. So I think the common practice, like the first opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, that if it's a day where it's brought down La'alachas, it is a fast, then you don't fast, otherwise you do. But again, in situations of difficulty, maybe there's what to talk about for relying on the other opinion. But we should just have smachos, have a great day. Please do put up the chairs for the Shabbos cleaning.